This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Get up and go breakfast on a Friday morning. We love to talk music. Today is no different. Last year sometime, I forget which month it was, there was a song that came out and we were talking about the lyrics, and what made the song incredibly special to us was that the song specifically showing love and appreciation to single moms out there. And I thought, this young man is really thinking deeply about life and life experiencing. Because songs can sometimes be a little bit wishy-washy, you know, just singing about surface-level stuff. But Daniel John is not like that. He likes to dig deep. Let's say hi. Daniel, great having you on the show again. Good morning. How's it going?
Yes, Brad. What a lovely, lovely... the word now escapes me, but yeah, thank you for the kind words.
you're so welcome. I mean, is that the kind of person that you are, Daniel? You think deeply about life? Do you sit quietly staring off into the distance, pondering about the big things of life?
Yeah, maybe to my detriment, yes.
Because, I mean, you know, you're a youngster and you could really write about anything. And as somebody who loves the Lord, I mean, you can write about that. As somebody who lives life and there's love and, you know, all of these kind of frivolous things of life, those songs are maybe easier to write. I'm sure you probably got a few like that. I suppose you could really be writing about that kind of stuff that's not deep and intentional.
Well, I mean... It's a bit of a leak here, but I've got a new song coming out in a month or so, and that's my first love song, which is sort of the first song I've written that's really not directly about me. And but even there, you know, I was intentional with my writing and what I wanted to put into it and how I wanted to come across to the listener. So I don't think doing things halfway or simply is in my nature, unfortunately, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess that does mean there's this expectation, because when they said Daniel John's got a new song out, I'm like, oh, I wonder what kind of topic he's going to delve into today, and, you know, as opposed to, oh, I'm sure it's going to have a cool beat. I was more interested in the heart behind it, and I guess that's you, and that's what I've come to appreciate from the music that we play here on the station. So this song, which is called Know Me, is also one of those where you're digging really deep and saying, do you like the person you've become? It's time to become friends with that person. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I mean, it came from you know, quite a bit of time of, you know, growing up and becoming something, you know, I like to say a musician, but I'll let other people decide that. But I think for me it was, you know, getting older and getting into a place where, in my life, I've got new hobbies and new loves and new interests and new things that I'm doing. And, you know, sort of just doing them without thinking, you know, doing them out of the love for it. But then at some point I realized, wow, like how much what I do and what I love has changed. And I started seeing myself as a completely new person, you know, even the way I act and the way I behave, and it changed drastically over the past couple of years. And then looking at that and thinking, well, yo, I really knew who this person was for the first sort of 25 years of my life, and now I'm this whole new person, and I don't really know this person, you know, and I'm feeling like I'm maybe a little bit weaker, or my dreams are smaller, or I've given up on things, and now who is this new person that I am? I've almost got to re-meet myself, you know, like I'm meeting a stranger. So that's where it came from.
Wow, that's incredible. I wonder how many people look back at their lives and actually appreciate the fact that we change. Maybe we don't always like the person. We don't always like the person that we've become necessarily, and I don't know. We need to figure out why that is. But loving yourself is actually hard work. I can ask you this, Daniel, because I know you're someone who thinks a little bit deeper than platonic. But we don't always love ourselves as much as we know we ought to. We're supposed to love others as we love ourselves, but sometimes we struggle to love ourselves.
No, I tell you, the difficulty of that commandment I found is that very often I'm loving everybody else more than myself. Mm. So, and it's important to love yourself as well. You know, I think I can speak a lot to that topic. It's something I've struggled with quite a lot.
In
learning to accept who you are. You know, learning to accept that you have flaws, and it's okay to have flaws, and it's okay for not everybody to like you. Because the secret to life is everybody actually feels like that. So, it takes a lot of work to get there. And you know, even when you've got God behind you, you still struggle with that because it's something that's in your mind. But I tell you, there's a lot in the Word that helps remind you just of how special you are. So,
And what's really exciting? I mean, I know you're a young guy, but you're an older soul because you're wise and you're quite contemplative about your life. But when you reach different stages, I've found as I look back on my own life, there's a lot about myself that I really like because I've left a lot of stuff behind, and I'm grateful to God for the person that He's made me. But I also can be very self-critical and say, oh, but I know, why don't I do this better? Despite all the experience that I've had in the years past, I'm still not doing that better.
Yes.
And I also find even when I do what I do, then I look back and say, why did I say that? Why did I? So you end up actually losing so much positivity because you end up nitpicking about your life and why you aren't a better version of yourself. We really are quite self-critical, aren't we?
Yes. And you know what, Brad, I'll say... you know, part of the process of this song was that self-critical nature, you know, is the song going to do well? Is it right? Is it like that feeling extends to the things I'm doing as well? And I've learned over the past couple years that a nice way to look at it is that, you know, you're not actually here to do something specific or do something particular. You know, you're here to just worship and love God and use whatever gift He's given you for His glory. You know, there's no precondition of, okay, well, do it in this way. And it's kind of, it takes you out of that box of, okay, well, I should be doing it this way, or I should be saying it this way, or acting it this way. But it's actually more just doing it sort of out of obedience for the fact that you've got this thing that you can do, you know. And that takes so much pressure off of performing or making yourself look a certain way. And I found it takes a lot of hard work to rewire my brain to think like that, but it was quite powerful when I started realizing that.
You realize the substance. This is not just under 3 minutes of singing for the sake of singing. This is somebody who's really thinking about life and speaking right into all of our situations. So before we play the song, let's just quickly pop away. I want to touch on this new song that's coming out as well in a month from now. So writing something a little bit different. Is this from personal experience? Is this just from you saying, hey, I want to try a different angle in my writing, this love song idea that's popped up?
Yeah, so I got a partner about a year and a half ago, and it was she's really special. So I had never written a love song up until the point that I did this one, and I actually sat down thinking, well, you know, I'm writing all these other songs. She's at some point going to get annoyed that I'm not writing a song about her. So,
yeah, that makes sense.
I thought, you know, let me sit down and really try work this out. And and at first it was like, you know, why am I forcing myself to do this? And then it ended up just coming naturally. And yeah, it's I'm really excited about that one as well. So I think you're gonna like that one as well, Brad.
I love that. I like that a lot. Like, why not just share this new, fresh, wonderful emotion? And of course, you know, you want to put your best foot forward. So look, I'm a muso, and I've written you a song. There, come now. You know, this is where our relationship is. There's a song about you. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Once they hear the song, once you hear Daniel John's song "Know Me," and you say, "Ooh, I want to add that in," where can we find your music?
Yes, you can find me. Music anywhere. You know, Spotify, Apple, YouTube. It's literally everywhere. And if you want to follow me and come have a chat to me, I'm on, you know, Instagram, TikTok, all Facebook, everything. It's Daniel John's _music, and I really like chatting to new people. So I don't bite, I just bark, so come have a chat.
Oh, that's cool. Go check in with Daniel John on the socials. So let's play the song. Daniel, thanks so much for hanging out with me. Thanks for your wisdom and sharing from your heart like that. And takes us right back to where we started. We had a devotional hour just after 6 o'clock this morning, or devotional time, out of 2 Peter 1, just talking about God and his divine nature bestowing on us everything necessary for our dynamic spiritual life and for godliness. And walks us through what it takes to really be the kind of person that's impactful in this world. And I think being contemplative over our lives, acknowledging how far God has taken us, also wanting to make ourselves bigger and better and faster and more for God's use. Thanks for a song that leads us along the way. All the best to you and your new music. And I guess we'll chat in a few months' time when that other song comes out.
I will put it down in my calendar. I'll hold you to that, Brad.
Look forward to it. Always a space for you on the show. You're so welcome. Catch up with you. Have a lekker weekend.
You too. Thanks. Cheers, guys.
It's Daniel John. Oh, play the song, Brad. All right.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.